Hi Delhi, what's up people?
I am glad to be a part of this show today. And I have some news for you guys, which is like the morning news and you all should know. So here I go with no vaccine, no salary, Ujjain civic body cracks COVID whip on employees. Mumbai mayor slams hospital for improper vaccine storage in hotel. Haryana extends lockdown till June 7. Relaxes curbs on shops and malls. Oh my god. Diver finds last engagement ring of Indian origin couple from England's largest lake. Personal equations don't matter when you're playing for India, says Mithali Raj. Nitin Gadkari Rai, man in wrong party, Maharashtra minister. GDP data for 2021 growth could be sluggish. Horses starve to death as pandemic hits Bangladesh tourism. Safer in jail. 21 UP inmates say no to amid raging COVID pandemics. Tata Nexon with new diamond cut alloy wheels starts arriving at dealerships. Maharashtra BJP says actor Meera Chopra got vaccinated out of turn. She denies. Sunday are for Shireez. Shikhar Dhawan wows fan in new video. Asian Boxing Championship 2021 live. Marie Kom loses in final. Takes home silver. CBSE announces teachers capacity building program in AI information technology. Center asks news channels to display 4 new helpline numbers. Monsoon 2 days behind schedule. Likely to hit Kerala coast on June 3. Rise by lifting others. Akshar Patel posts gym photo with Jasprit. KL Rahul ahead of WTC final. Government announces social security measures to family of workers dying of COVID. French Open work in progress. Delhi reports under 1,000 COVID cases again, deaths below 100. Reject KP Sharma Oil's unconstitutional act, Nepal Opposition Alliance. Goa Board, GBSHSE, announces class 10 evaluation criteria. 2 dead in mass shooting outside concert in Florida, 20 injured. So, and CBSE 12th cancellation, trusted papers or results based on past exams, nothing certain. Yes, says officials. So this was the last news I had for you guys today. Coming up to some talk regarding the same. Before that, I would like you to have a bit of advertisement. So the advertisement is about COVID vaccine. We all are aware. Aage badh ke vaccine lagwaye, khud ko surakshit, desh ko swachh banaye. Coming up to this feature of ours, which is told and written by Dakshita Singh, I would like you all to listen to this. So, the front topic of this feature is don't blame. The survivor is not at fault. I don't know who all can connect to this, but I would love if you all can just stay tuned with me and listen to all this. So, here I go. Depression, obsession, overthinking, negativity, anxiety, fear, aggression, all are in the same boat. But when it comes to talking about it, revealing and solving it, it is not that easy. One needs to understand that poking the person over and over again for some problem won't clear their path. It becomes more hilarious for survivors, unless like depression needs to be handled calmly. One can't just counsel the survivor and say that he, she is done with the job. Obviously, first of all, depression is a major problem. It's a phase which some have and some do not. But this doesn't give a right to anyone to annoy or show that person as a burden because this illness isn't something the person was developing or working upon. To grow it. The problem is sometimes there by birth or after some incident happened with the survivor and the person is supposed to deal with that for the rest of the life. The worst part is that we fellow citizens doesn't take things seriously when the person is alive. Regardless of any sort of obsession with the actor, one just feels bad about what he was going through as a person. With reference to Sushant Singh Rajput's death, each and everyone is posting stories on social media. Now, does that effort of yours make any sense to anyone alive? The answer is complete big no. After attempting suicide, now people are standing in the hell. Now people are standing in to help him out, but that is of no use. Despite this, start searching for people around who are facing such problems. Or similar kind of problems. This effort of posting and in a formal way of uploading story for survivors to seek help won't work. The survivors are not as fortunate as you people are. It's difficult for an actor to seek help, then think about the normal people out there. Apart from that, there are many other disorders like depression, which is a trouble for survivors and make it difficult to complete the basic rituals from mourning. Tonight, it's disturbing for the survivor and miserable at the same time because the survivor can't understand the exact issue. Neither can the survivor explain nor can he make any decision. Sometimes taking medication won't work as much as talking will. Consulting to the psychiatrist is an advice everyone could give. But giving a shoulder to cry upon, consoling, making the survivor's living comfortable in your part as a parent, friend, relative, guardian, stop making fun in the first place and realizing after a survivor is no more. As said, action speaks more than words. Make it happen. Help anyone around you struggling with a similar problem and feel the difference about how good, proud you feel of yourself. Also, it's way better than posting stories and getting views over that. Stories which is absolutely of no use to any one of us. So, thank you for this interview. Also, I would like you all to know that we have one more ending sesh by this. And this says, Apna dharm nibhaye, apni jagah ko saaf banaye, Swachh Bharat. Thank you.